أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها المدثر قم فأنذر وربك فكبر وثيابك فطهر والرجز فاهجر صدق الله العظيم. These are the opening ayat of Surah Al-Muddathir. Before this was Surah Al-Muzzammil. The Surah was also revealed at the very, very early stages of the Nubuwat of our Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We have learned in our Islamic history that the very first surah or the portion of the surah that was revealed to our Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam were the opening verses of Surah Al-Alaq, Iqra' bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq. Thereafter, Sayyidina Jabir ibn Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that a period of time had passed in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not reveal any revelation upon Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and this condition became very difficult upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the terminology of the ulama, this is known as the period of fatrat, the period of the break of wahi that took place in the life of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in different words, Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explains the difficulty that he had gone through because Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala did not send down any revelation. This temporary stop of wahi had taken place in other times of the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also. In the commentary of Surah Ad-Duha, وَالْضُحَى وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا سَجَى, we find there also there is a revelation that our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had cut his finger on one occasion, and in that period of time Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam experienced the very same, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala held back the wahi temporarily, and for a short period of time there also wahi did not come down to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And besides the internal difficulty that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had experienced, one other difficulty was people began to say to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah forbid, that shaitan that was bringing down these inspirations to him, that shaitan has also left him. In other words, forget everything else, even shaitan left him, so why should man follow him? And then we also find that our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he was questioned about three questions, the Ahli Kitab had related to the people of Makkah Mukarramah that if you want to see that he is a true Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then ask him three questions. One question was about the ruh, one question was about the soul, one was about the Ashabi Kahf, the people of the cave, and one was about Dhul Qarnain. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, putting his yaqeen and tawakkul in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, I will soon tell you about it. However, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not say insha'Allah, and for a period of about 20 to 21 days, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at that time also stopped the wahi coming down to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So here, at the very initial revelation of Iqra was revealed, and this period was the longest fatrat, this period was the longest temporary stop of the wahi upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The internal condition of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam was one of difficulty, and then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that then I heard the sound, and I looked up towards the horizon, towards the sky, and I saw that angel that had come to me in the cave, that is Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam. I saw him seated on that horizon, and his wings were outspread, 600 wings, expanding throughout the horizon, covering the horizon. And this gave me a tremendous amount of shock. I was struck with this awe. And then I went home and I began to exclaim, Zammiluni, Zammiluni, wrap me in some garment, wrap me in some blanket. And hence Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had begun or restarted this wahi, and that temporary stop had come to an end, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addressed me thus, and Allah said, Ya ayyuhal muddathir, O you who have been shrouded in a mantle, you have been shrouded in this garment of yours or in this cloak of yours. And this address is an address of love, fondness and affection that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala shows upon our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We discussed this previously also. One was the fondness that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala shows, the affection that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala shows to our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then on the other hand, we find that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala also shows that great position that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam held in the eyes of Allah, that never in the Quran did Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala ever address Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by his name, saying, Ya Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But Allah used these titles of fondness, Ya ayyuhal muzzammil, Ya ayyuhal muddathir, Ya ayyuhal rasul, Ya ayyuhal nabi. Inshallah we'll continue. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.